bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. May Day is an important day for the labor movement. This year, worker advocates are calling for fixing systemic problems with Social Security. Here's Mike Moan.
The American Federation of Government Employees is co-leading demonstrations around the state, with attendees calling on Congress to fully fund a Social Security. President for Council 220, Jessica LaPointe, says the problems run deep right now, with chronic underfunding resulting in staffing woes at field offices. Not only are staffers dealing with added stress, but beneficiaries also are feeling the impact.
Service delays are far and wide, and it could take, you know, more than 4 months to start your retirement benefits up.
Beyond helping with administrative costs, demonstrators want federal lawmakers to come up with long-term funding solutions amid predictions the program won't be able to provide full benefits a decade from now. Some Republicans have routinely floated cuts, but advocates say any future shortfalls should be covered by higher earners. Supporters of that idea recommend adjusting the cap on Social Security taxes. The Wisconsin Alliance for Retired Americans is also out at these rallies, and Executive Director Alex Brower says retirees on fixed incomes deserve full and expanded benefits for dedicating their working lives to propping up the economy.
We wouldn't have any of the systems in our economy without working people, and so when those working people retire, we are demanding that that retirement be dignified.
He says May Day observances, which often center around worker solidarity, are a good way to tell policymakers that the working class shouldn't fall into poverty when they retire. Similar rallies are scheduled throughout the month. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Cubs had a 5-0 lead, but Milwaukee came back scoring 4 in the 7th, another run in the 8th. The Cubs come out on top with a 6-5 win in front of over 40,000 at sold-out Wrigley Field. Cubs manager Craig Counsell asked, what's it been like facing his former team, the Brewers?
There are people there that I have really good relationships with. And look, you miss people for sure. I mean, I miss people over there, absolutely. You know, when you see people that you've spent a lot of time with and you miss them, like, yeah, absolutely. That's what kind of brings the emotion to it.
Pat Murphy was Council's coach in college, then his bench coach, before taking over as the Brewers manager.
Big series like this, whether some of it is blown out of proportion or not, doesn't matter. I think it's great. You know, it's great for young players like we have. I mean, what an awesome thing.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
If you're looking for sports, you can find them on one of our stations over the air. Check out our list of sports affiliates at civicmedia.us/sports. Back in a few minutes.
Out there. Even saying the word, you know, you think of warm weather and cold weather, because after all, it's May. This is the Music of the Stars, WRJN. Central Daylight Time, worldwide at civicmedia.us, or on the Civic Media Radio Network, with the best music ever, if I say so myself, and I do, yes. This is Cy Mann and his orchestra. Same thing. the summer stretching out ahead of us. Screen door and finally some warm air, and you thought, oh goody, trouble is I've got to work or I've got school. Scene. Johnny Mercer.
Someone born in July. Strange how a distant star controls our destiny. And wonderful when it's happening to people like you and me. The people who are born in May need the folks born in July. And the folks born in July, like me, will always feel the need to be at home in their arms forevermore, thanking every star in the heavens for the people born in May.
London, a tune written just for Julie. Nice, huh? A movie I want to recommend is Avalon. Avalon happens to be an apartment house in Baltimore.
came out in 1990. This is music from Avalon. Set around 1950. Sweet, funny things. I saw it at the South Shore Cinema in Oak Creek, Wisconsin. It's still there. The theater, that is. It's one of those movies that has a cult appeal to it. But try it out. Avalon, 1990. The Music of the Stars. And we're coast to coast at WRJN. And the Civic Media Radio Network. Here's Jill again.
It seems we've stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where or when. The clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore. The smile you are smiling, you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things that happen for the first time to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and laughed before.
Just another day. Tomorrow is a guess, but yesterday, oh, what I'd give for yesterday, to relive one yesterday. Music. laughter. Laughter that was bright and gay. But when Joanna left me, but even in December, I remember her touch, her smile, and for a little while, she loves me.
Alfred Newman wrote that great fanfare for 20th Century Fox. Music of Hollywood, huh? Tony loved that song. He loved it so much he named his daughter Joanna. I like that fanfare. But then Alfred Newman wrote a follow-up to it, you know. Here's an Oscar winner.
Oh,
That was Laura. But she's only a
that particular song, and that story, you gotta hear it. The story is kind of improbable. Warner Brothers, 20th Century MGM, used to make these big musicals. That's not what happened here. Preminger, difficult producer-director to work with. Well, he wanted Alfred Newman, too, to do the soundtrack, but Newman had more work than he could handle. So he said, no, I decline the honor. This is really kind of a detective melodrama, you see. So he said, I'll tell you, Bernie Herrmann, there, get Bernie to do that. And Bernie, if you heard stories about Bernie's mentality and his temper, I mean, at the best of times, Bernie Herrmann always was angry at something, unspecified anger. Well, he said, no, if it's not good enough for Alfred Newman, it's hardly good enough for me. True story. David Raxon said, well, I don't think I'm housebroken enough to be turned loose on a picture like Laura that you're doing. But I'll take it. Oh, sure. He figured he can experiment. The picture, but 20th Century wanted to zoom in on this scene that you remember, you Laura fans out there. Dana Andrews walking around the apartment at night trying to solve a murder, or let's put it this way without giving it away, an ostensible murder. This story away. You watch it. Laura, 1944, and it got the Oscar. And they needed a theme song.
The first time I heard Laura, of course, was in the motion picture, and I fell in love with the movie and the song. And I've been singing it for 30 years now. It's such a wonderful, wonderful song, and the pictures that it brings to mind are extraordinary.
Yeah, that's Johnny Mathis live.
you dream of the moments I shared with you, our moments before we two drifted apart. In love's smoldering ember, one spark may remain.
Martha Ray. What a singing voice she had. Always known for comedy, but not. There's only one album of Martha Ray music. Talking about the movie Laura, and more importantly, the song, the Oscar winner, 1944. So they finally called on David Rexon to go in and talk to Otto Preminger about a song, a theme song. Nobody knew what to do. Well, Alfred Newman, the music guy at 20th, says, I'm going to have you write the score. And he got invited to a screening meeting. Well, he liked the picture. Without music. And Daryl Zanuck said, there's a scene with Dana Andrews. He's wandering around Laura's apartment at night. And we're going to cut it. You see, it's too long walking around a living room. I told him, no, if you cut that scene, David Rexon said, nobody will understand that Dana Andrews' character, the detective, is in love with Laura. And there was dead silence. Slowly, Zanuck turned. Then he said to one of us, who is this guy? Mr. Zanuck, that's your composer. Well, he said, I really want to... What's your name again? David Rexon. Oh, yes. I want to cut that scene because I felt that the audience won't get it. You know, and that should have been that, right? Well, they had some raised eyebrows. I said, Mr. Zanuck, this is one of those scenes, music will tip the balance and tell the audience how the man feels. And if it doesn't work well, you can still trim it later. Okay, permission granted. What's your name again? And some of these guys in the office, I don't know, shaking heads. Guys, as they left the screening room, told David Rackson. You know what you've done. I hope you realize it. Oh, I don't know what I've done. What? What have I done? Well, if that scene doesn't work, it's your fault. You see, they had other plans for the theme song. They wanted Sophisticated Lady from Duke Ellington and George Gershwin's Summertime, beautiful melody. Well, I said it's much admired, yes, but I think people will have other ideas listening to that. It's too well known. He said, but the girl is not honorable. He didn't use those exact words. And David said, by whose standards, Mr. Preminger? And he said, where did you find this guy? Alfred Newman was there. He was laughing. He said, I think Mr. Rackson has a point. Okay, today's Friday. If you can come in with something we like, okay. Otherwise, hey, we're going to use Sophisticated Lady. So all weekend long, he's struggling with the idea. Now here's where the story gets sad. So I'm trying this song, that song. I'm tied up in knots. I'm in trouble emotionally and out of touch. Now comes Saturday. And the mailman came as David was at the keyboard trying to beat that deadline for that song that he insisted would be better than Summertime. And in the mail there was a letter from a lady with whom he was in love and who happened to be his wife. I couldn't really understand what the gist of the letter was, but it said something he didn't want to hear. That's all he could make of it. So he put it into his pocket and kind of hoped it would go away. And now Sunday night. The big chance fading fast. I didn't like anything I'd written. I started to think, maybe it's time to end the pain and just give up. David Rackson said from the time he was a kid, when the music wouldn't flow, he'd maybe prop a book up or maybe a poem on the piano and try to improvise. The idea to get his mind off the topic. Well, he hadn't done that for a long time. But he took that letter out of his pocket. Yeah, that letter. He put it up on the piano and he began to play, and suddenly the meaning of what his wife was trying to say. And what it was hail, farewell, better luck next time, and get lost. First phrase of what we know as Laura. a trailer from Laura.
I remember when Laura bought these glasses, she loved them.
I was groping for some way to keep Laura's name out of it.
She was always quick to seize upon anything that would improve her mind or her appearance. Laura had innate breeding. I selected a more attractive hairdress for her. I taught her what clothes were more becoming to her. Through me, she met everyone. Men admired her. Women envied her.
You have rarely met a girl like Laura. Few women have been so beautiful, so exotic, so dangerous to know.
You're Laura Hunt, aren't you?
Yes.
I'm Shelby Carpenter. Want to dance?
I'm not alone.
Oh, you poor girl. I bet he still does the polka.
Yes, Betsy Ross taught it to me.
It was as natural for Laura to be picked out from among thousands of alluring girls as it was for her to be surrounded by luxury, mystery, and scheming men.
Get going.
You better watch out, McPherson, or you'll end up in a psychiatric ward. I don't think I've ever had a patient who fell in love with a corpse.
Miss Hunt and I were going to be married this week, you know.
No, he doesn't know. And neither do I, or you, or anyone else alive.
What do you mean by that?
As a matter of fact, she was going to the country to think it over. She was extremely kind, but I was always sure she would never have thrown her life away on a male beauty in distress.
Every woman will feel that when it comes to men, Laura gets by with murder. Every man will feel that when it comes to murder, it couldn't involve a more enticing girl.
Don't worry. I told you I'd bring in the killer today. Yeah, I was just going to make the arrest when you called. No, I can't tell you now.
And, Spike Jonze had to have some fun with that. Everybody was talking about Laura. 80 years ago this year. Spike Jonze. Huh. What a guy.
See.
And you see Laura on the train that is
passing through.
Promo seltzer, promo seltzer, promo.
Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a dream.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.